Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. We're here in Asochra Talmanim, sixth parak of Bava Metzia, and we're in the middle of discussing the various cases in which a job could not be completed, and who is responsible for those kinds of circumstances. So when you have an electrical outage, when they come to replace your washing machine, or things like that. So up to the third line now in Ayin Zayin Amud Alev, V'yomar Rava. So Rava had spoken about a case where people were hired yesterday. He spoke about people being hired to dig drainage dishes and the question of their responsibility in the event that they had checked the property over and it was actually too wet and they didn't properly examine it. But Rava says another halacha, V'yomar Rava Haiman Do Ogir Agulev Davla. Somebody hires people to water a field. The Ata Mitra, now that night it starts to rain. By the time they get there, there's no need for water. And that's Pseda Lepoalim. The Poalim understand that they're taking that risk when they take a job like that, and everybody knows perfectly well that there are chances that it's going to rain. On the other hand, Ata Nehara, if there's an overflow of a river and goes into the watering system of the field, then it's the Pseda de Balabait. He has to pay. Of course, he doesn't pay the full amount. He pays them Kapoel Batel. He pays them as much as a guy on vacation would take for a paid vacation. Somebody who hired people to water his field and the water pressure runs out in midday. If that is something that doesn't happen, usually doesn't happen, or some kind of weird act of God, then again, it's the considered to be the mazel of the poalim that was going, as we had seen in the original. If it's the kind of thing that often happens, so then it depends. If the poalim come from this town, and they're well aware of the strange water pressure in town, so then it's the pseid of the poalim, they understand that they're taking that risk. But lav b'nei bata, then it would be something, they don't come from town, it would be something the Balabait should have explained and should have been part of the contract. They don't have to think up on their own that there may not be enough water pressure for the field. And then it becomes the pseid of the Balabait. Another case where a guy would hire workers to do a particular job, and he hired them by the day. Now they run out of things to do at midday. He overestimated the amount of time it would take. So if he's got other things that need to be done to Nechamina, which are less difficult in terms of the amount of energy that the Poalim are going to have to put out, so then he can give that to them, and they take it. Yoyev lahu, inami. For that matter, even if he has a different type of work, which is generally seen as just as difficult, of similar pay, the kavata, mefaket lahu, he can insist that they do that. Unless, of course, they want to walk off the job. But the kosher mine, however, if he's got a more difficult job, he cannot expect them to take that job. And if that's all he has to do, then lo mefakid lu, v'notein lehem secharan mishalem. Then he pays them their entire job. What do you mean, their entire job? You just said before that if a guy's not working, he's only paid on vacation scale. So am I, late to Lake Kapoel Batel. Why are you saying he's got to be paid the full price of the entire job? Kigama Ravo, says Ravo is talking about a case, Uchlushe de Mechuza. Remember, this was, Mechuza was Ravo's town. The Uchlushe de Mechuza are Sabalim that work in Mechuza. These guys are Biryonim, and if they don't do any work, they're sick. If they don't have anything to carry, I mean, what, are they going to find a gym now? They got to pay for the gym? They certainly just can't sit around doing nothing. So over there, Chalshe, I mean, they get weak if they're asked to sit around. They got to take money on vacation. Are you crazy? The only vacation fun is work. Let us review the essential dinim here, because we're going to go back to the braita that we had yesterday. And so before we look at the braita, let's take a look once again at the opening Mishnah. What the Mishnah said was, Nasokhereto umanim vitu zedzeh inem elzalata. Let's all remember umanim. Now, umanim is different than poalim, correct? Because umanim is where they are contractor. Now, we're not 100% sure that it's the same din, so we're going to have to look into that question. Now, on the third line, we have a zocheret umanim v'chazru behem. If they change their mind in the middle of a job, yadam al hatachtona, they have to accept the less position, lesser position, and if it was the balabayit that was chazru bo, yadam al hatachtona. Now, What that would mean, let's say that they, let's take a case that was in the Bright that we discussed yesterday. They agreed to take 8 zuz, 2 selah, to do a job on a field, to do the ktsira. That was the Bright that we had. And they end up walking off the job in the middle of the job. So they finish 50%. Now, what happens is that at that point, the price of labor had gone up, which is why they walked off the job. It's more kedai for them to get another job, okay? So now that's what they figure. So now what they need to do now, if this guy's going to hire somebody else, is going to be worth not only a sell, which he originally agreed to pay, but a sell and a half, let's say. Okay. So if they walk off the job, so then the halacha is that he would only have to pay them a half a sell in that case. Because he's going to have to pay now the other half of the sell in order to get the job done. Yadam ala tachtona means that they are the ones now. They're going to have to take up the slack. So then why did they bother walking off the job? But anyway, they're not going to get anything, right? So Tosa says they're going to walk off the job because they're going to do a fight. Not because they walked off. In other words, what often happens is a disagreement. And they say, forget about it. They walk off. They can get the same job, better job, actually. But, of course, they're going to have to pay him the extra money that they make in order to make up for what they did. Okay. Now, that means that the Yad Ha'uman is Al HaTachtona. Now, when we came to the Braita, we saw that that actually is not necessarily the case. And here we see it's a Machloket. Let's take a look now at the Braita. Kiblu kama liktzor b'shnei slaim. We're on the third line now of the big lines. Kiblu kama liktzor b'shnei slaim. So now they've accepted the case where they took 8 zuz, 2 selah, to take care of bringing in the harvest of the field. They end up doing half the job, kitzur chetzia. V'inichu chetzia, they leave the rest. Or beged, by the way, note the word kiblu. Kiblu means contract, right? It was a contract. It wasn't that they were being paid by the hour. This was kablanut, is umanim. So it continues on, case of the Mishnah. Or they took on a job to do an ariga of an entire beged for 2 selah. So now they're going to weave him a suit for 2 selah. They end up weaving half, and they leave the other half. Shamin lehem et ma she'asu. What we do is now, we take a look at what it was that was already done. Now, we, of course, look at it, what is already done, in terms of now what this is worth for him, because what's it worth currently? So now let's say it would cost currently, what it's going to cost him currently to do the other 50% is not the 4 selah, but rather 6 selah. And that's what he would have had to pay. What's the din? Well, interestingly enough, the din is not like what it said in the Mishnah. This is the Tanakhama of the Braita. The Mishnah said that the din in that case is that if you pull out, the poel pulls out, then he is not going to get his full selah. He is only going to get a half a selah because he's got to pay the balabayit, the half a selah it's going to cost him. However, say the Chachamim over here, actually, noten lehem selah. Nonetheless, you're going to still have to pay a selah, despite the fact that they are going to cost him now another selah, half a selah. So that means that this Tana argues on the Tana of the Mishnah. Clearly, he does not believe that kol ha'chozer bo yado al ha'tachtona. He believes that if the guy walks off of the job, it's not his responsibility to cover the additional cost that he's going to be goreim, the balabai. So this Brayton has a contradiction to our Mishnah. Rabbi Dosa Omer, now we discover who the Tana of the Mishnah was. Rabbi Dosa Omer, no. Shamin le masha atid le ayasot. For them, they got to know what it's going to cost him. That's what's important for them. I mean, that same thing Tanakhama said. The only difference is that it wasn't for them. It was for the Balabayim. So in other words, even though it's worth 6, he only has to pay 4. That's the Kiddush of the Tanakhama. But here, Rabbi Doz is saying, no. What's it going to cost him to do now? 6? Then he only pays them 1 shekel. Or let them finish, and then they can get their full Shnei Tzla'im. But what's left now is only a half of a selah, and not the full selah. And therefore, they have to take up the slack. The im selah, if it's only costing a selah to complete it, so then, noten lehem selah, which is obvious, but the Gemara is going to ask that today, and we'll see. Omama, shamin lehem et masha asu. What does that mean? The Tanakhama says, we estimate what it is that they already did, meaning in terms of its current value, which is what it will cost to do the other 50%, okay? So Kate said, let's say that now it will cost Shisha Dinar to get this done. He still only has to pay them a selah. So in other words, Kasavir Abanayat Kuela La Elyona. In other words, what the Mishnah said, that the yad of the chozer, in this case the poel, is al ha-tachtona, is not true, according to this psak, right? So that means that our braita, the Tanakhama, the braita holds, the Rabbanan hold, the poel comes out on top. He is going to take, well, even though it says el yonat, doesn't mean literally el yonat. I mean, not that he gets six, obviously. It means it's not al ha-tachtona. We're just saying that Tosus explains that. In other words, we're not saying it's al yonat literally, but certainly he argues with the Mishnah saying we do not say yad ha-poel ha-tachtona. Okay? So then continues the braita, O yigmru malachtan, v'yitlu shnei sila'im. Well, I should hope so. I mean, they agreed on shnei sila'im. Well, I mean, that's an absurd thing to put it to the braita, isn't it? Pshita. Ah, the point here is that we're continuing the case. The poalim pulled out. The owner comes and says, look, guys, please, you can't leave me hanging like this. I need you to do the job. He gives them a whole sob story. But meanwhile, iyak ravidata, right? We're talking about a case where it now costs more to complete the same amount. Okay, so the poalim now agree to go ahead and to do the job. Okay, so they go in there, they work, and now they come to get up to get their money. So ma'u de tema, matzu amrile, you might have thought that if you believe that yad po'el ala elyonah, so then the po'alim can say, well, I mean, we took for granted that when you beg us to come back, you're going to pay us according to the current going rate and not expect us. I mean, what's going on over here? I mean, obviously, we only agreed to come back because you were so desperate, you were going to pay us going rates now. Kamash malan di amalahu. Therefore, the chiddush here is a tremendous chiddush. Then he can say, even though I got you to come back, I never did say anything about paying you more. So it's true, I indicated I'll take good care of you, but all that means is, you know, instead of buying you a day-old bread, I'll get you fresh lachmanian, you know? So the tarach lachu b'achila v'shtia, I'll buy an extra bottle of Coke, which I did. So therefore, you cannot be tovea him, even though it sounded like he was going to take good care of you in terms of money.
We had previous
mission
that said you could even tell him, I'll pay you double.
No, that's talking about in a case where he was going to lose. That's a different case.
That wasn't here.
So, get somebody else. You can wait until tomorrow. It's not an emergency. The cases where you can do that is where it's an emergency. It's an hour before the chuppah. The band is walking out. That's great. All right, so then we said, but if the job had only been worth a selah, and, yeah, and they do the rest of the job, so they did half of the job, he gives them a selah, I should hope so, pshita, I mean, why not? Ah, the point is that initially, you see, Zala Virata Beikara, when he first hired them, actually it was going for 3 shekel instead of 4, let's say, right? And he agreed to give them an extra zuz. He's going to pay them now the eight zuz. Lesof iyakar avidata, the kam betvezus. And at the end, the price goes up to what it is that he had agreed with him in the first place. So ma'od etemet, you might think that amre le tafezuza amatlan tafezuza havlan. You said you're going to get add on a zuz. So add on a zuz. Now the going price is 4. So for the remainder, we want 5. Kamash malan, the amalahu therefore comes to tell him that no, he only pays a selah, which is 4. Because he says to them, look, ki amalahu tve zuza. When I said that 1 extra zuz, lo havikim lahu, it was clear to me that you guys did not understand that I was offering you a going salary, okay? So you were sitting there hesitant, yes to work, not to work. Okay, fine, I'll give you an extra zuz. But now that everybody knows what the price is, and we're agreed that it's 4, I have no intention of giving you more. So hashtakim lachu, fine. So now we're at the price that we originally agreed upon. Okay, so again, the Tanakhama argues on our Mishnah and holds yad po'el ala elyonah, or at least not ala tachtonah. The reason for this is, as we've spoken about many times, is the kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, so that if you would put a po'el in a position where if he pulls out, he has to cover your additional costs, then for all intents and purposes, he's an eved. His initial commitment is now costing him an inability to walk off the job, or he'll even lose what it is that he lost, that he made, right?
Labor rights,
exactly. Rabbi Dosa, on the other hand, Rabbi Dosa holds, like the Tanavar Mishnah, Shamin lehem et masha atid le'yasot. They've got to know what it is that they're going to have to pay to complete the job. And if it's six dinar, then they're not going to get the whole selah. They're only going to get two dinar a shekel. Not lam shekel. Because they have to cover the missing shekel that he's going to have to pay, the half a selah that he's going to have to pay to the poalim that he's going to hire in their place. So obviously Rabbi Dosa holds, Yad poel al hatachtona. Okay, we now understand our shitot. But what is the point of the continuation of Rabbi Dosa's clause in the Braita? Oh, yigmaru malachtam v'yitlu shnei sla'im. I mean, that's crazy. Of course. What's the case there, pshita? Point is over here that this is a different case, you see. He started with that case where they pull out. But here what happened is the price of the labor went down. The emur balabayit. And now the balabayit is the one who pulls out. Emur doesn't mean say. Emur means he was meimir. In other words, he changed his mind. So he pulled out and he lifted up out of there. So now the poalim come. Ozo poalim upaisu. And they talk him into taking them back. So you might think that in that case, he could say to them, well, I mean, I assumed if you wanted me to take you back, it was because you've agreed that I'm going to pay you less, which is the currently going price. So the batsiritali miagrai. They could tell him, no, what we figured we'd do is a better job. So I mean, we never said anything about taking less money, did we?
I'll give you a discount. I'll give you
a... Yeah. And then, how do you explain the closing? Sela, no tenlem, sela, if what they did was worth a sela, so then he pays a sela, and that's what it's going to cost a sela, why wouldn't it be pshita? What happened is that initially, you see, uzilu inu gabe zuza mikara. Initially, they gave him a good deal. So really, it was going originally for 5 zuz. They agreed to do it, the half, 5 zuz. They agreed to do the half for a sela. Now, in the end, lesov zala vidita, in the end, it went down. Indeed, it was worth a sela. You see, so mao de tema, he could say, you might think, well, look, you agreed to give me a 25% discount, right? So, butzizuzamritali. So, give me that discount now on the going rate. Means you should only take 3. Now you should take 4. So, butzizuzamritali. Kamash malan, the same time. They say to him, look, we saw that you're one of these guys who doesn't know what's going on, okay? We wanted the job, so we gave you a price that you like. Now you know that the price that you liked is indeed the going price. Why should we give you off of that? So, kiamritali, originally, kamarnalacha, butzizuzza, delavikim. So you were hesitant, but Ashta Kimlacha. Okay, now you're happy. You got your price, so that is the right price. Omar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Dosa. Says Rav, indeed Halacha is like that. Omar Rav, Rav says Halacha is like Rabbi Dosa. But Omar Rav, Poel Yocholach Zorba, Afilu B'chatzi Ayom. Rav is the one who says that a Poel can always change his mind. Now, obviously, that's got to mean he can change his mind and retain what he's made. I mean, it can't mean he could change his mind. Obviously, he could change his mind. I mean, the point of the Chiddush is to say that I could change my mind and I'm a free man to take prorated what it is that I did, and not I have to worry about paying you what it is that you're going to have to hire a poel for, right? So that means that he's paskin like the Rabbanan. So how could he paskin over your halakha Rabbi Dosa? This doesn't make any sense. The Chitim, and now there is one very important way out of it, which is that all along we've been talking about a Kabbalan. The case was they accepted Kiblu. That's a Kabbalan. They accepted the job. Now, you've got a company. Don't talk to me about Avadim. This has nothing to do with Avdud. You made a contract. You've got a company. Obviously, okay, you want to pull out. You'll take responsibility. I mean, this has nothing to do with being an Eved. But where I'm paying you and I'm telling you what to do, then you're an Eved. You're not a Kablan. So if we wouldn't allow you to walk off, then indeed, what distinguishes you from a slave? You're owed 16 tons. What do you get? And that's it. I owe my soul to the company store. Okay, so we can't allow that. Maybe that's the point. The entire discussion till this moment has been about Kablanut. And it's over there that Rabbi Dosa says, look, what's the problem with the Kablan? Let him take responsibility. That's fine. But of course, if it would come to Poel, perhaps Rabbi Dosa himself would agree, well, we can't have a guy owing his soul to anybody, so therefore, Enochinami, Rav was possibly consistently like Rabbi Dosa. It's fine.
He's not a Kablan. What is this
work? He's a Sakhir.
Basis.
Hourly, daily, whatever the basis was.
As opposed to
a job, which is his business. Your work is my business. When you do work for me, I tell you what to do. So I'm the boss, you're a slave. unless you can tell me to drop dead and walk off. Exactly.
Includes responsibility to
do that. Why not? Maybe that's the point. So there's Rebbe Dosa, indeed, was only talking about Kablanut, which fits in beautifully in the Braita. That's why it kept saying Kiblu. And what Rav was saying is, Halacha Rebbe Dosa. And of course, Rebbe Dosa, when it comes to the Poel, would certainly have agreed with the case that I just posked, said Rav, in which a Poel could be Choser at any point. So now everything would be good. So that's, I'm sure that's what you're going to try to say. V'chitain, you're going to try to tell me that shiny leil Rebbe Dosa ben tzchirut lekablanut is a difference between being a hired hand and between being a private contractor. Is that so? Umi shiny leil? I think I could show you that Rebbe Dosa does not hold of such a difference. Now, Tanya, look at this brayta. Another fascinating case. Hasocheret apoel. Somebody hires a guy to work for him. In the middle of the day, he hears that a relative died. So chatzayim shamash met lo met. Or the guy gets a headache in the middle of the day, he gets sunstroke, he cannot work. Now what? So im sochirhu, if he is working by the hour, notein lo sicharo, you cannot tell him yado la tachtona. You pay him for any work that he did. Im kablanu, and if he's a kablan, notein lo kablonuto, you pay him for the work that he's done. Now who is this? Money. I mean, it can't be the Rabbanan, because this is exactly what the Rabbanan would have said in any event. Why do we have to talk about a case where the guy came down with sunstroke or somebody died in the family? I mean, that's crazy. He could just walk off arbitrarily. So my Ari Shamashemet Lomet, Osha Chazato Chama, we're over there, it's Onis. Remember that according to the Rabbanan, Kilo Onis Nami, they would have said that at any point. Pay him what you owe him, and that's it. Okay? Because, I mean, isn't that their shita? Omer Rabbanan Yad Poel Ala El Yonah. So this has got to be Rebbe Dosa. And it's saying it both for Schirut and Kablanut. So Shema Mina Lo Shani Leila Rebbe Dosa Ben Schirut Le Kablanut. So that answer, it sounded good, but it's out. Omer Nachum Yitzchak, well, no, not necessarily. That case may be talking about a Dovara Avud. That case was talking about, as Rabbi Yaakov mentioned, where you can't pull out. You're the band, and the wedding must go on. So therefore, in that case, everybody agreed you can't pull out. That's because of the responsibility to the other guy. It's nothing to do with being a slave. So you know what you're going to be going him. So, okay, but what about if you can't work? That's the question. So now we need to establish what's the halacha in that context. If you can't work, okay. But that does not prove that in the event that it wouldn't be a Dovara Avud, that these halachas would apply. Maybe an Achinami. If it's a Dovara Avud, you can walk out stam, like the Rabbonah. Or maybe if it were not a Dovara Avud, you walk out stam. Or maybe not a Dovara Avud, we would say that indeed, Yad Puel HaTachtona. I don't know. But that's not what it's talking about. Tanah. Okay. Can we look at our Mishnah? Remember the Mishnah said, Kol HaMishane Yadol HaTachtona. Now, the words kol mishane yadol tachtona. What's that talking about? That's the case where the guy did the wrong job, right? So he was hired to do a black dye and he did a red dye. That was the case that we had back in Baba Kama. There we had a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Is he considered to be kene b'shinui and he has to just pay for the wool no matter what? Or do we force him to take a yada taktona position in which, no, we're going to keep the wool and we're only going to pay him the lower of the two, the value of the work or the additional value of the material? So here it's saying the latter. So in other words, sasa montanik rebuta, fine. That I understand. The Mishnah once told me that looks like rebuta, not Rabbi Meir. Lovely. But what's the next piece? Kola chozerbo yado ala taktona. What is that saying? I mean, that's what the Mishnah said. So what do you add by making a repeat statement? Not to Emai. The only thing that it could possibly mean is that, well, after all, we were talking about a Sokhara to Omanim. And we need to know, but I'm sure as a reader, you immediately think to yourself, but what would be the din of a Sokhara to Poel? Comes along the end of the Mishnah to say, the Kalal is Kalach was there, even the Poel. Okay, well, the only one who holds that Yadol HaTachtona is Rabbi Dosa. So that means that the Mishnah is saying, I'll leave it Rabbi Dosa, the din is, Yado al ha-tachtona, bein bekablanut, bein bischirut. Okay, so we can no longer get away with claiming that Rabbi Dosa only said his halacha when it came to kablanut. Says, okay, you're right. El Rabbi Dosa tartik amar, right. Rabbi Dosa indeed held that there's no difference, and we always say Yadol HaTachtana. But what's your problem with Rav? Rav was poskening like Rav Dosa. Did Rav ever say, I'm poskening like Rav Dosa across the board? Rav poskened like Rav Dosa as Rav Dosa appeared in the Braita, which was a case of Kablanut. Then Rav poskened in another context where we were talking about Poalim, not like Rav Dosa. And Rav said that indeed, when it comes to a Poel, Chozer, Afilu B'chatzi Hayom, and he retains the money that he made. So now everything is fine. Once we understand that there are two very different components of Rav Dosa, so then obviously Rav might paskin like one. So Rav shavah l'kavatei b'choda, u'poligalei b'choda. So everything is just fine. You know what? Maybe our reading in the Mishnah was wrong. Maybe the klal of kol ha'chozer bo yado l'tochtuna was not referring to a case of poalim at all. Maybe it was referring to a case of purchase. I mean, look, the last part of the Mishnah is clearly not entirely contextual to asocher to omanim. I mean, the first thing that it mentioned over there was a guy who was hired to do a job dyeing something, right? That has nothing to do with bar mitzvah, that's bar mikama. So we brought it in agav. So you know what? Maybe the second part of the klal was also brought in agav, because there are other cases of chozer. How about where you're chozer from a purchase? So maybe that's what it's referring to. Not in a case where we've got the question of Misha Parah, or can you be chozer, but in a case where you put down a down payment. Sugya that we had earlier, indeed, and we're going to go over it again over here. Maybe the meaning of kol ha'chozer bo yado l'tachtuna is legabe the following issue, like it atanya. Kol ha'chozer bo ketzad. Guy sells a piece of property for $1,000, and he gives him 200 zuz. So then, if the seller, he changes his mind, the buyer is in the better position. If he wants, he can insist on getting his money back. Or he can say, Tainli karka kenegen motai. I want property. That's what you agreed to sell me. Me'echan magbio. Where would he be able to collect that chov from that the guy owes him? He could collect it mina idit from the best of the property. Ubizman shalokea chozerbo. If it's the buyer who says he's not going to go through with the deal, then the yad mocher ale elyona. If he wants to, the seller, he could say, so take your money back. Or he could say, well, I'm not going to pay any money. I'm going to give you land. Can I get the 200 that you gave? But of course, I'm going to give you crummy land. So meyechon magbio mina ziburit. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, listen here, this is a ridiculous situation for people to get into. I say, we have to teach the sofrim that are renting our country. We've got to make it work out that these kind of things never come to court. There's a very simple solution to all of this. What the standard contract has got to say in cases where people are putting down money is what they have to write is, kotevlo, ani ploni ben ploni, macharta sare plonit lo ploni be'elev zuz. So I, so-and-so, did sell this piece of property to so-and-so for $1,000, v'natan li me'em matayim zuz, and he's paid me 200 of them, and he now owes me 800 of them. V'areni noshebo chamesh me'ot zuz. So at this point it becomes a loan with a mortgage, but he can no longer go back on the sale. So then kona, nobody could change your mind over here, u'machzir lo et ashar, and then he just pays off the rest. Afilu li'achar kamashanim. Omar, now getting back to what you said. You said, well, where would he be able to collect? He would be able to collect from the very best. Now, we thought that that meant from the very best of all of the guy's property. But why would that be? I mean, the guy owes him money. So either he returns him the money or he's a balchov. So let him be a balchov. The din is a balchov, collects benonim. So why does he collect idit? Furthermore, I don't understand what it means. He collects. He owns money. He owns value in the guy's property that he bought, doesn't he? So what do you mean that he gives him the ziburit, I mean the idit, from where he wants? Ara de yoiv zuze, here is the land on which he paid money already. So why wasn't he kena at that point, at least kenega the money that he's already given the guy? Omer of Nachman Yitz, well, obviously, you're making a ridiculous mistake over here. It doesn't mean idit of the guy's property, or ziburit of the guy's property. It means idit of that property, of the sale property. or is he bereaved of the sale property? So therefore we say, it's true. Your 200 bought you indeed a fifth of the property. Now, which fifth of the property? So now, if it was the seller who changed his mind, the best. And if it was the buyer who changed his mind, the worst. That's the point. So we force people to take a little bit of responsibility over here. Ravach, the brother of Ika, Omar. Ravach, the brother of Ika says, well, I mean, it might be referred, I mean, that's true if it's taking property. But, I mean, in a case where he wants his money back, and the guy said, well, I don't have money. So then he would be collecting from the guy's property. So you're saying, so if he's a Baal Chov, then he should only collect from Beinonit. No. I'll tell you why. We made a takana that he actually collects from Edid of everything that he owns. Why? Because Staman de Zavin Araba Alpha Zuzi. Consider what happened over here. A guy bought a piece of property, $1,000 is in our terms, $500,000, right? So where did he get that money from? I mean, most people, when they buy a piece of property like that, they're selling other property in order to buy this property. So this guy basically is in a very tough spot. He's already made deals on a lot of property that he was trying to get rid of in order to buy. Finally, he could afford to buy this big piece. And he's selling them cheap to get the money together. And after he does that, now he comes to pay his money. The guy says, no, I decided I'm not going through with it.
He sells his house.
Oh, yeah, exactly. These are the guys, he sells his house, he can't buy the other house. So therefore, actually, in order to avoid these things, we have all these escrow companies, right? But over here, the guy sold. So because of that, he essentially has now suffered damages. It's not simply a question of he's a Baal Chov. He's not a Baal Chov. We are going to treat him like a nizik. And the din is that a nizik, if it's not a nizakin, shamin lem be'idit. So someone who's been damaged by another person has a right to collect his money in the best quality property. As some of the Rishonim point out from here that you see, I mean, clearly it's not really a nizik, because it's ancillary damage. It's a groma. But you see from here that where we hold you responsible for those kind of damages, garmi, then we would force you to pay him back for medias if you're not paying him cash. It's a big kiddush. It's the only mocker we have to such a thing. We know that true nizik and you pay for medias. It's the first place that we've seen the things that we include under the qualities of nizik. You also have to pay for medias. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, melamdim ator shelo yachzaru. There's no problem. Write out a proper contract in the first place. Ketzat, kotevlo, ani ploni ben ploni, etc., etc., and you turn it into a loan, and then the sale is complete, and now there's nothing left to discuss. So you're telling me that unless, Rabban Gamliel is saying, that unless you write a contract with that language, then I assume that actually it's not that it's a loan, it's a down payment, and you haven't paid. Is that what you're saying? And therefore, I mean, if you haven't paid, so there's no kinyan. Because, I mean, you didn't do anything to be kinyan.
That's what you can't because
of. Yeah. So, time of the katav le'achi, halo katav achi lokani. You're saying that unless you phrase it that way, in the contract, turning it into a loan, that then there's not a kinyan. Is that true? Well, Tanya. Look at this brighter. Hanotein eravon lechaviro. A guy gives money as an eravon. Now, over here, it's not meant as a down payment. Over here, it's meant as earnest money. Okay, so I'm paying you earnest money. And he says to him, look, if I change my mind, you keep the money. Security. The other guy says to him, okay, and if I change my mind, I double your security money. So I take a kenas if I change my mind, you take the equivalent kenas if you change your mind. Okay. So now, that's perfectly binding. David Rabbi Yossi, and this is because Rabbi Yossi Latame, as we saw before, who holds a smachta skanya, even though it's only a smachta, but it's a binding agreement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, dayoshi ikne keneged irvuno. I mean, we can't do that. What we can do is we can view the earnest money as an actual kinyan, at least prorated to the value of the money as to the entire deal. So, okay, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. Now, here's our problem. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Dvorim Amurim Bizmancha Omarlo Irvuni Yikon. This is only where you gave earnest money, and you said, let the earnest money also create kinyonim. That's great. But if you went ahead generally, and you sold them a field that where the deal was, let's say, $1,000. The guy, meanwhile, has paid you $500. That is not earnest money. That is a kinyan of the field, and the rest of it is a loan. Hey, what about having to stipulate that? Rav Shimon Gamliel was the one who said that needs to be stipulated. And over here he's saying, no, that's the assumption. So what happened? Very clear contradiction, Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the rest, Marzir Lot HaShafi Le'achra Kamashonim, which is exactly what he said is true if you made a stipulation, but not Minastam. And it says, the Gemara Lokash. It's not a problem. Let me explain it to you. The din that we have, that ma'ot are konot, are only where we have indication that the guy is satisfied with the deal and convinced he's going to get his money. But suppose, as often happens, the guy, seller, is worried. And he sees you don't have the money. So then it depends. If he is ka'ayo v'nofik azuze, he is constantly coming in asking him, so what's happening with the money? So then that means that he still is not fully convinced that you're going to perform. Then, in Achinami, if you don't beferish, write a stipulation that it's all sold no matter what, and the rest is a loan, he hasn't agreed yet really to sell. He's viewing the whole thing as money in earnest. The money in earnest doesn't make any kinyanim. And therefore, there it was perfectly reasonable for Shimon Gamliel to say, you must stipulate. But the case over here, which says min hastam, it's considered to be a loan, the remaining money, it's talking about the loka ayav v'nafik hazuzi, where the guy just accepted it, you don't hear from him again, and you're the one that's supposed to be paying up. So Inachinami at that point says, Shimon Gamliel, you don't need any stipulations. It's quite clear the guy isn't pressed for funds, and he's going to wait until you pay him up. Diyama Rava. How do I know that there is that kind of distinction? Because Rava says, I mind deserving mita l'chavre. Somebody who sells something to his friend. The ka'ayov enofik azuzi, and he keeps coming in to find out, so what's with the money? Lo kani. But, lo ka'ayov enofik azuzi kani. So it means even if the person was meshev, l'chora, he wasn't kona. Because we take this as basically an indication that the person never really intended fully to sell it to him unless he said, okay, you'll owe me kach v'kach. V'yomar Rava. Right. No Gemira Stas. V'yomar Rava. Ha'iman de'usfi me'ezuzi l'chavre. A guy who lent $100 to his friend, and the guy pays it back to him 10 cents at a time. This is great. I mean, you might as well don't bother, you know. So, pare zuze zuze. Look, I mean, you can't say it wasn't paid back. It was paid back, but boy, you could sure be mad. Piron have eladisle tar omet gabe. He certainly can complain. The armale of sadadino minoi. You look, the bottom line is you cost me the whole loan because I never got it back. Who gave it? There was a guy who sold a donkey to his friend. Upashle chad zuza. This chamra is not wine, it's a donkey. The reason that it's a donkey, and this is, it's very important halacha, because those who insist that it's talking about a donkey is only because you can't cut a donkey into parts. Therefore, either you did sell it or you didn't sell it. If we were talking about wine, then we could get into the question of what proportion of the wine maybe you were kainer for the money that you gave. But you certainly can't do that on a chamra. Okay, so he was left with one zuz. And the guy keeps coming in for that zuz. So Yosef Rav Ashi, the Kamaayavas, Rav Ashi was wondering. So what's the din now? It's Kihai Gav Namai. I mean, then if he wants to pull out, he say, well, look, he obviously was never Gemer Das because he kept coming in for that zuz. Or do we say if it's such a tiny proportion of a sale price, so then it can't be that he wasn't going to be backed at all. So Omele Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Mordechai told Rav Ashi, I have a Kabbalah from Rava. There's no difference. It's nothing to do with how much. So that even if it's one zuz, guy's not happy, guy feels he might be taken advantage of, forget about it. But I know for a fact that they say in Rava's name the exact opposite of what you said in Rava's name. But I mean, Mishmei de Rava, that you are kind of. I'm sure you're right. But, Titagem Shema Techa, we have to understand the context. Your case, I believe, should be understood as talking about where he was Mokar Sadeo Mipnei Ra'atar. He sold a field that he's been dying to get rid of for years. So now, he doesn't want to change his mind, I can tell you that. He is absolutely Semeh that, thank God, it's out of my hands. The only reason he keeps coming back is because he's afraid that if the buyer waits, he's going to find out about what kind of lousy car he sold him. He's not going to pay him the rest. So therefore, he's pushing. He's not pushing because he doesn't want to sell it until he gets his money. He's pushing because he wants the other guy to pay him up before he changes his mind. That's the point. Even though the mice are legally, the guy can't change his mind, but fine. You know, but he could certainly have trouble from him, you know? So when you sell a used car, always get your money up front, basically, is what the Gemara. I had that. This happened to me. Yeah, I would let the guy pay me 6 months later. Are you kidding? But at that time, he wanted me to pay him. V'yomar Rava. Haiman da ogir agrila davla v'ata mitra pseda le poali. Ata nahara pseda le balabayim. V'yomar laka poal batil. V'yomar Rava. Haiman da ogir agrila davla pasi nahara v'parga v'yomi. Me, Ovid, the pasuk, say to the poalim, Ovid the pasuk, ibnei mata, say to the poalim, lavnei mata, say to balabayit. V'amar Rav, haiman da aga agre avidata, v'shalom avidata pagad yuma. Iit avidata den echem ina yoyv, le'inam, even if he has avidata de kavata, he can tell them to take that. But if kashemina, then he can't force them to take it. So then he pays them their schar completely. What? What do you mean completely? Velaytel l'kapol batel. Well, Rava was talking about achlushe de mechuzah. These guys, if they don't work, they're angry. He loved the kalshe. Oh, mama, shami lamet masha asu keitzad. Hoya yafesh isha dinarin, latinam sela. Kasavi rabona yad po'el ala el yonah. And then he continues to say, Oyig Rubalakvit Vishne Slam. Shita. Ah, the Tirdoker Avidata. So what happened is, Imrupali. So now they changed their mind. Come along, Gabalabai, Rupaisino. So Ma, the Tamamatsu Armelikim, if I see no Adaita the Taftalan Agar, we thought you were going to pay us more. Kamash Rondomalo Adaita the Tarakno Bakilavishtia. Sela, Natinlam Sela, Shita. The Tirdoker, the Zal Avidata Meikara. Vagrina betvei zuza to agree to Galad. The Sophi Yaker vidata vekam betvei zuza. So my letemar letvei zuzi amartlan tvei zuza avlan. Kamashron de amalo. Look, I only said tafi zuzi. Dola loa vikim lachu, but ashta kim lachu. Rabbi Deisur ben Shomin lehen et mashati layasot. Haya yafesh ishan dinarin natin lehem shekel. Kasova yad poel ala tachtonah. Oh, ye grumlak dan, vietlush ne slain. Pshita, lotzrich de zal avidata, vi imeraba alabait, vi ozo poali paisuhu. So, ma de tema bat yarmaloa dite de bat sritili me agroi. Kamashman de amalaya dite of dinelak avidata shapirta. Sela natin lam sela, I hope so. Omravun abredivinata, lotzrich de zuli inogabesis of me kora. In the end, it turned out that zal avidata. So the tema that they can say botzuzur zamritali. So he could say, "Give me a botzuzur still." Kamash Ralan, the armrila. Kamana lacha ba botzuzur the lavi kim lacha hashta kim lacha. Amar Rav lacha Rav Deis. Ni Amar Rav achi. The Amar Rav poelga kolak zorba afila bakatzia yom. Vehi tema shani lele Rav Deis. Then schirut lekablanut. Is that so? Vatanya asocherata poelga katzia yom shama shemet lo meit. Im sochiru noten lo secharo. Im kablanu noten lo kablanu to. So mani. Ilem rabbanan semai arishama shemet lo meit. Oshachazato chama. That's cases of onis. Even if it wasn't an onis, it would be the same. Om rabbani yad poel alayona. El alav rabbi deisi vishma mina. Lo shani le rabdasu ben schiru to kablanut. Om rabdachu bayit. No. That's talking about a case of a davar ovud. And that's going with Dibri HaKol. It's not. Kol HaMishonah Yodo Ala Tachtona V'Kol HaChozer Bo Yodo Ala Tachtona. Now, what is that coming to add? So Bishleim HaKol HaMishonah Yodo Ala Tachtona. Okay, that's teaching us Satan Latanak Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir. But Kol HaChozer Bo Yodo Ala Tachtona, what's that all about? Lav La Tuye Poel Rabbi Deisa. So, therefore, you cannot say that Rabbi Deisa agrees in the case of a Poel that Yodo Ala El Yonah. The truth is, El Rav Deisa Tarteka Amar. And Rav was only paskening like him when it came to Kablanut. So Rav Savalakavate Bechoda, Upolagale Bechoda. Or, Ibait Ema, maybe our Diak and the Mishnah was wrong. Maybe Kolachozerbo Yadola Takhtonas come tell me another case. Like in Itania, Kolachozerbo Ketzat is referring to changing your mind about a sale agreement. Areshamachas, the Lakavi Robelam Zuzman, Tano Mahot Mehem, Matayim Zuz. So Bisman Shamukher Kozerbo Yad Lokeluna. Rotsomel Oten Loma Leni Motai, Oteni Karka Keneged Miotai, and Mehekon Magbio Mina Idit. Bisman Shalokea Kozerbo Yad Mukhela Yuna. Rotsa omer lo helach maotecha, rotsa omer lo helach karka keneged maotecha, me'echa ma'avio mina ziburit. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, best to avoid these kind of situations. Malamdim otam shelo yachzeru, keitza, kotev lo, ani ploni ben ploni, macharti sada plonit v'ploni belab zuz, natami me'amatayim zuz, and now it's a loan. Varin yinot sheh bo shmona me'ot zuz. So in that case, he immediately is kena magzer the rest of it whenever he can. Afili after kamashon and omer man meyechem agbil mina idit. Now kasav kadatrim idit meant of all of his nechassim. How is that possible? Lo yeil abalchov v'tam balchov dino bebeinonit va'od. What about the land? He owns the land. Can I get his money? Ha'arad yoyim zuzi. Omer nachbar yitz. Well, it means, of course, the idit of the arad yoyim zuzi. Or the ziburit of it, depending on the case. Revaka breda revika ama filatema mi idit of all of his nechasim. Stam, mandazavin arabi alfa zizi zulu mozul mazu nixe. In which case he's been damaged. And therefore we treat him like a nizek, with zana nizakin shaminam bi idit. Pshibi gamaliyol amem lam nematam sholo yasru. Keitzat kotevlo ani ploni ben ploni. You're telling me only because katav leilachim? If not for that, without that stipulation, the whole thing doesn't work, Lokoni. V'atanya noteni ravon l'chaviro, v'yomar lo im ani chozer bi, or vonim achulecha, v'halo omer im ani chozer bi, echpolecha ravoncha, nitkaimu atzna'im, divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the timing, yom resmach takanya. Rabbi Yudah omer, dayo sheyikne kenegede ravuno. Omer Rabshimen Gamliel, b'amet marmum Rabbi Zman, she'omar lo, ervoni yikon. But if Stam, you just are Bokhalo Sotabel of Zuz, and he doesn't give you earnest money, he gives you money. So he gives you 500 out of what he owes you, let's say, right? So then he's gained the whole thing. Without any stipulations. Now, Lokasha. Oh, the Kai of Anafakazuze. But the Lokai of Anafakazuze. The Omar Rava, I'm on the Zabi Midil Kavre. And it's clear that he's worried about getting his money. So he's Kai of Anafakazuze. Lokani. And loka I have enough because they only then kani. Vamrava Aman does we may as the chavre. And he pays him back one zuz at a time. Look, he can't claim he didn't pay it back. But certainly he's like Taromikabe. The Almalay of Sadatino Minoi. Awukavit is having the Kham al Khavre. U Poshla Khatzuza. The Kaya of enough because all the time. So Yasir Vashkama Ayin Bakyagabna Mai. Kani or Lokani. Omalei v'mordechel ravash yochomru avimi me'agruni mishmeida rava zuza is just like zuzi v'lo kani. Omalei ravach v'reid v'yezu ravash, that's strange. V'amrini mishmeida rava v'we was kani. Omalei, that has got to be talking about. V'mokher sadeo mipnei ro'atah.